Several of my parishioners asked me a few weeks ago, how come there are some Marian solemnities and some Marian's feast days? Well, the solemnities are often tied to a doctrinal and significant historical backgrounds that come millennia ago, like Mary, Mother of God, like the Immaculate Conception, like the Assumption. And there are Marian feast days like Lourdes, like Fatima, like today, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. No matter whether it's a feast or it is a solemnity, I believe the message that we're called to do today, especially as we celebrate her birthday, is to become Mary for the world. If you count today from December 8th, when we celebrated her Immaculate Conception, 9 months, which now we celebrate her birthday. We're called to be Mary in both, in spirit, in heart, in word, in life, and in deed. My brothers and sisters, in the world where we have become so focused on ourselves, for our own self-glorification, our own self-need, our own self-desire, and our own self-good, we're called to be Mary, who glorify the Lord, and who seek the Lord, and who remain humble. Will we be Mary who stand not only at the Annunciation, but also at the foot of the cross or not? Will we be Mary who silently walk alongside the Lord and to serve his disciples with motherly and tenderly love or not? My brothers and sisters, the world need Mary, not the one who glorified themselves, but the one who loved the Lord without retention, without self-glorification, or without anything that just humanistic or worldly. The world needs Marys because the world is so lost and it had become so vocal, but yet it remained empty and restless. Mary teaches us that we don't have to prove ourselves to anyone or anything because we already know who we belong, and our soul, our life glorify God and we magnify God with humility and simplicity. Therefore, as we celebrate the birthday of the Blessed Mother today, I'm asking you to step back today, to simplify your life, and see how you and I can become more Marian for this world. So, by the way that we glorify God, by the way we love Him, and by the way we lead other people to Him.